In the movie and TV industry, nepotism is a time-honored way of life, a well-paved highway to hackdom. In rock and roll, if you trade on your father's name or your husband's or your wife's or your sister's or brother's, you're automatically sneered at as a talentless opportunist. From Hank Williams Jr. to Julian Lennon, there have been a lot of people who've deployed their names with varying degrees of shamelessness. By coincidence, there are a number of new releases around by relatives of the famous. For example, there's Michael Penn, 29-year-old brother of actor Sean Penn. Michael Penn's well-crafted, closely observed, frequently brisk and chipper music has very little about it that will remind you of his sullen brother. Would it be mean to suggest that were it not for his brother, Michael Penn wouldn't have attracted to his debut album such stellar supporting musicians as drummers Jim Keltner and Kenny Aronoff, bassist Larry Klein, and producer Bob Clearmountain? I suppose it would. And although only Penn has his name on the cover, this album is really the work of a duo, Penn and keyboardist Patrick Warren, who writes and plays on every track and who is standing literally in Penn's shadow on the record sleeve. But the songs that Penn and Warren have created are solid, tuneful ones. Sure, there are some dreadful celebrity relations records around. I'm going to spare you the debut album by Kenny Rogers Jr. But a more amusing dud is the debut by Bonham, a hard rock quartet led by Jason Bonham, son of the late Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham. Just in case we didn't get the message, young Jason, also a drummer, has hired a lead vocalist who sounds like a pathetic imitation of Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant. I think the best of these albums is the one by Lenny Kravitz. Who's Lenny Kravitz? Well, before the release of this record called Let Love Rule, Kravitz was known primarily as the husband of actress Lisa Bonet, the wayward daughter on The Cosby Show. TV trivia fans might be interested to know that Kravitz is also the son of Roxy Roker, who used to be a regular on the sitcom The Jeffersons. But in the face of this excellent music, all of Kravitz's showbiz connections seem irrelevant. The 13 songs on Let Love Rule owe stylistic debts to acts such as Prince and, most clearly, the Beatles. Kravitz claims not to have even heard John Lennon's solo albums when he wrote this song, called B.
Am I a junkie?
Lenny Kravitz recorded most of this album by himself, overdubbing instruments and vocals, and it has the feeling of a private project filled with public statements. He has his fatuous side, lots of invocations for people to love each other, to get together, to climb on a freedom train. But even when he's being derivative, Kravitz puts an original spin on his influences. He's got an urgency that won't be denied.